I'm going to be very, very brief, but I want to preface my remarks by bringing some of you up to date on something. Those of you who were at the Philly Sox regional meeting in Williamsburg last fall will remember that I gave a paper, and I mentioned that I had written a memoir, right? And it's a heartrending story of a conservative, an arch conservative who is in a very unconservative profession. But anyway, we were having trouble with the title. And the title that I had tentatively chosen was Homage to Cleo. And everybody in the audience who knew who Cleo was, the muse of history, thought it was a great title. And everybody else, which was to say the majority, had no idea who Cleo was, and they said that rots. So I, on the spot, made an offer that I will welcome suggestions, and anybody who can come up with an acceptable title for this memoir, I will accept it, and I will dedicate the book to you. Well, we got a number of very good suggestions, but the one who came up with the title that we finally decided on was my wife, and with slight amendments by me. The final title is what? Recovering the Past, a Historian's Memoir. But I couldn't very well dedicate the book to her because, after all, I've already dedicated books to her. So I decided to dedicate it to myself. And if you buy the book, you'll see it says, to Forrest MacDonald, the greatest historian I ever knew. I just made that up. This session is called Letters to and From Our Children and Grandchildren. You will notice that the panel consists of young people, young enough to be my grandchildren. I'm not going to introduce them individually. I'm going to just run through the whole list, starting from this end and in the order in which they will appear. Dr. Samuel Gregg is the director for the Center of Economic Personalism in the Acton Institute for the Study of Religion and Liberty in Grand Rapids, Michigan. This is a very cosmopolitan group, by the way. He got his BA and MA degrees with first-class honors in politics at the University of Melbourne. And that's not Melbourne, Florida. Before going to the University of Oxford to take up his DPhil, which he completed in 1998. Our second speaker is Hunter Campaign. You're not any kin to Jameson, are you? Oh, you're, wow, wonderful. We love nepotism in this organization, as you'll see when I'm through. She's senior manager of school development for K-12 Inc., an education company that provides curriculum and school management services to schools all across America. She graduated from the University of Notre Dame in the program of liberal studies with a minor in philosophy, politics, and economics, which it says here is abbreviated PPE. Jeff Nelson is the vice president of publications and serves as publisher of ISI Books, which is the institution's publishing imprint. Before that, he was editor for 10 years of the Intercollegiate Review. He serves as a general editor of the Institute's Student Guides in a Major Discipline series and the Library of Modern Thinkers. And Sarah Branwell, our next speaker, is a journalist and freelance writer, graduate of Yale in the year 2001, where she was Phi Beta Kappa, of course. She's living in Denver now. She worked for National Review. She's been an internship in the White House, worked for National Review. She's now living in Denver for 1 year. She's currently writing a report for the fifth anniversary of the Columbine shootings for Colorado Governor Bill Owens. The most interesting thing in her little vita here, though, was that she was the first violin in the Yale Symphony Orchestra, and she, I gather, still is founder and violinist in the Maserati String Quartet, that being her maiden name. And now another nepotism case. David Corey is Bill Campbell's son-in-law, Helen's also. He teaches at Baylor University, where he's an assistant professor of political science. Most interesting thing on his little write-up here was that he got his BA at Oberlin in 1992 in classics, but in the same year, he also got a degree in a Bachelor of Music degree from Oberlin. And then we're continuing the cosmopolitan routine. He went off to Edinburgh Law School for a year, Then he went off to Heidelberg, University of Heidelberg in Germany for a year. And in the meantime, he took his MA and PhD in political science at LSU. Is that right? Yes, LSU. Okay, starting with